sitting in the garden, benefiting of soaking up those rays of sun. Isn't it rare that on a bank holiday Monday we've actually got great weather? 20 degrees they forecast, and I think almost 20 degrees we have. Just come back from a morning invigorating swim, preparing coffee now, having breakfast, scrambled eggs on toast and a bit of salmon. And what better to go with it than some coffee, of course. So I've continued experimenting with the grind. The Guatemalan. No, sorry, it wasn't the Guatemalan. What was it now? The Costa Rican. Costa Rican. I'm mixing up my coffees. Got a cupboard full of coffees to taste and to test and to try and to report on. In fact, before doing this Costa Rican, preparing this Costa Rican, I already prepared a beautiful Peruvian, darker chocolate, that one. Prepared it as a latte for Shirley, who just loved it. Soaked it up as much as she loved soaking up those rays of sun. So I've had that too, but I had to go back also to the Costa Rican, because yesterday I tried this Costa Rican for the second day and had it as a flat white as well as an espresso. And I felt that as a flat white, it got lost just a little bit. And, you know, really, I enjoyed it. The lovely white chocolate took me back to White's Toblerone. It just came through. That taste kind of came through. But today what I wanted to try is just to add less milk to still the same parameters of coffee. So 20 grams and everything, the rest was the same as yesterday. Beautiful extraction, just less milk. And I've prepared it in a little piccolo glass, which again, I just love those dinky glasses. So the same amount of coffee, just far less milk. Little heart that I drew on the top of that surface, my coffee canvas, and putting my nose to it, a lovely kind of lighter smell, still kind of, you can smell the milk, of course, as well, and taking the first sip, I would say that definitely, I should take in another sip to remind me, is there's more of the coffee flavor of obviously coming through, more of that fruitiness coming through, but it mixes very well, I would say, with less milk. That is, of course, if you extract it as an espresso. What I haven't done yet is I haven't tried it as a filter coffee. Well, the reason being also because I ran out of beans. Didn't have that many of those beans sent to me by Your Grind. But I'm sure we can remedy that, because I need to push it through different extractions and brewing methods to give you the full spectrum of what this coffee can do. Because one thing is for sure, this coffee is versatile. This coffee will give you pleasure in many different brewing methods. That's my inkling. It has already done as a neat espresso, as a flat white, and now as a piccolo. Fascinating what the palate can detect in the various brewing methods that you can apply to the same bean. I'm enjoying this. This is a much lighter drink than my first coffee of the morning. The beautifully roasted Peruvian Cusco Co-op. Roasted to perfection by Fürth Café. All right, well, I'm enjoying my bank holiday Monday. I hope you are too. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo signing out for this morning. Two coffees in a row. My goodness! What else am I going to do for the rest of the day?